From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Comedian Dom DeLuise has died at the age of 75.
Dom DeLuise was funny. He was multimedia funny. He performed on Broadway, he hosted a version of Candid Camera on television, and he was in dozens of movies. He had a radio show, and he did voice acting for animation. He wrote cookbooks, and he performed in operas in non-singing roles.
Comedy is rarely dignified, and Dom DeLuise seemed to love that. His ability to leave his dignity in the dust helped make him funny, especially when he was collaborating with Mel Brooks. DeLuise played Pizza the Hutt in Spaceballs, Buddy Bazaar in Blazing Saddles, and he mugged his way through the role of the dim-witted flatulent emperor in History of the World, Part 1.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine! More!
And in this one scene, he manages to revel in three different disgusting bodily functions in the space of 15 seconds.
Dom DeLuise also had a rich partnership with his friend Burt Reynolds. They starred in the Cannonball Run movies together. In a 1991 interview with NPR's Scott Simon, DeLuise described how he and Reynolds met.
It started out that we were doing The Tonight Show, and I depicted him getting up in the morning, and they played 2001, and I undressed, I pantomimed undressing, took my pajamas off, took my pajama bottoms off, and I was supposed to be naked in front of a mirror, and I was perceiving my wonderful naked Burt Reynolds body, and then I laid on Johnny Carson's desk, and I placed my hand, my right hand underneath my head, and my left hand between my legs as if it was him, and then he came out, and we had a moment. That's when we met on The Tonight Show. And then the next day at my house, I got a note delivered, hand-delivered, and it was written by Burt, and it said, "Dear Dom, will you please leave me alone? Love, Burt." And we've been friends ever since. I mean, he really is he's a hoot.
That's Dom DeLuise on Weekend Edition Saturday in 1991.
DeLuise died last night at age 75. Published reports cited the cause as cancer.